An imprisoned journalist in Senegal is finally free. This week, a judge ordered the release of Pape Alenyang, who spent more than 2 months in jail for allegedly divulging information likely to harm national defense. Senegal had enjoyed robust press freedoms, so the arrest and detention of a government critic sparked protests and international condemnation. NPR West Africa correspondent Emmanuel Akinwotu joins us now. Emmanuel, welcome. This journalist, Niang, was arrested back in November. Was it the months of protests that forced the hand of the authorities here?
Yes, I think the protests did put a lot of pressure on authorities. But more broadly, what it also did was shine a light on press freedoms in Senegal. In fact, Senegal has widely been seen as this country that's a kind of beacon for freedom of expression in West Africa. But there's a sense, this growing sense, that these freedoms are under threat.
And Niang had gone on a 2-week hunger strike. He was even hospitalized. So what do we know about his condition as he gets out of detention?
Yeah, we know his situation got quite bad. He went on this hunger strike, which his lawyer said made his medical situation deteriorate quickly. Doctors wanted to kind of put him on a drip. He refused. He refused medication. He wouldn't even let them check his blood pressure. His hunger strike brought to the fore the gravity of the situation that he was facing. And many people in Senegal see this as what journalists who report on things that are sensitive can also potentially face too.
Let's see if we can explain how he got into this position in the first place. He was charged with posting a video report on a case concerning rape charges against a popular opposition politician, a potential 2024 presidential candidate. What was it that he discovered in his reporting, and why was that information so sensitive that he'd end up in jail?
Because it was about rape charges against a main opposition figure who's presented a real challenge to President Macky Sall. Niang's reporting essentially challenged the case against this opposition figure called Ousmane Sonko. He has criticized Macky Sall for potentially trying to run again for what would be an unconstitutional third term. And so this case against him, this rape case, has been something that his supporters have seen as being politically designed to stop him from running next year. So when Niang reported on this case, essentially, his reporting showed the case to have inconsistencies or irregularities.
So what is on the line here in this 2024 presidential election? Because as you've described, up until now, Senegal has had a pretty good reputation, not only as a functioning democracy, but also as a place that's been pretty friendly to journalists.
Yes, exactly. You know, many journalists who have been speaking at the protests have said that Senegal's reputation as a place that's really a kind of a beacon for press freedom in the region has suffered in the last few years. And a major part of that has been Macky Sall's decision, whether or not he will run for a third term next year. And in the confusion, criticism against him has felt much more precarious in Senegal. And so really what's at stake is whether Macky Sall will run for a third term and the pressure that may put on the constitution, but also whether journalists in Senegal will have the same freedoms they've traditionally enjoyed to challenge the government.
Emmanuel Akinwotu, NPR's West Africa correspondent, thank you very much for your reporting. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Peter.